What's going on? Welcome to the live premiere of Crash Test Radio on Adobe.com.
Jared, it looked like we weren't going to be on tonight, quite frankly.
It certainly did, and talking about equipment issues is always stupid, but I will tell you, we had a few and we almost had to replay the show from Saturday night.
Exactly.
Which could have been more successful than we're doing tonight. Now I'm all distraught.
It was definitely close. I mean, well, you guys were sweating. I was sitting here drinking.
You're just like, going to the bathroom stuff. John, I need you to check your mic.
Oh, it was a mess.
Nothing.
Yeah,
nothing
I was gone.
From you.
Kind of just left. I'm useless.
Absolutely nothing. But we are here for, as I said, the premiere of Crash Test Radio. And I can see it looks like everything's working. Which really, really, really excites me.
Thank God, man.
Holy shit.
I'm still
shit.
Shaking. Yeah. We were 10 minutes from the show, and we had nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing was coming through.
No, we were. But
my mic wasn't working.
God,
and,
that was fucking devastating.
Yeah.
Well.
Jesus Christ.
Well, we're on the air.
We are. True. We have an instant feedback name on AOL Instant Messenger. Crash Test Losers. So come on your AIM and message us. If you have something you want to say about the show, make sure you say your name and where you're from too in there. So, there you go. First one's coming through. We're going to get to some other stuff.
Well, basically, it was a pretty hectic weekend, man. You know, with the premiere of the show, even though it was recorded, we're all
hectic on the pre-recorded
show. It was hectic,
show.
Man. I didn't listen to it, honestly. I was out. I was at a haunted house.
I think the best part about the show is that John swore he was not. He's like, when we were doing the promos and stuff, we're like, we'll be listening to this. And John's like, I'll be out the bars. Me and you were out, like, doing some shit. I was, like, checking in on it and such. John was listening to the whole thing, start to finish, with, like, his family was around.
I did. I was a big loser that night.
I tried to have my family listen to it. I had my mom, my aunt, my grandfather, which it's probably a better thing that they didn't listen to it. But the four retards they were, they couldn't figure it out. But my mom was very disappointed at me. Because of my MySpace profile and I get me giving the middle finger. So if she listened to the show, she would have had a lot more to be upset with.
It's true. So that's the
worst.
So I had
to explain to her that it's not a big deal.
It's not the end of the world. So what'd you do, John? Let's hear about... Because how come I have a feeling that you were living the radio rock star life?
Well, for like a minute I was. We went out. I listened to it at my friend's apartment in Morristown. And then... we went out afterwards, and after looking at all the comments we got on MySpace and how much everybody loved it, I was on cloud nine and wasted. So we went out to a bar in Morristown and just proceeded to make an ass of myself, really.
Did you take a limo?
John was shouting to everyone that he was in the VIP room going, do you know who I am?
I was on Adobe Radio tonight!
I was on the internet radio!
It's true. I was like, you don't know who I am? And proceeded to make an ass of myself.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. It was just a very interesting night. Got wasted, and all because of you listeners out there that made me feel like we had a good thing going here.
All the listeners, you weren't live. How could you have such a warm feeling?
I did.
That's incredible.
I did. I don't know. Don't ask.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
I am still just reeling over what just happened.
If you are just tuning in, we had so many fucking problems trying to get this shit to work.
Fucking Windows 98.
Yeah, fucking computers, man.
So we slightly lost our mind really, really early on tonight, I would say. So let's hear more about your crazy weekend. Did you take limos? Did you? John now has a gold-plated microphone that he's using and cable.
It's true.
And he has a separate booth that he's in. He doesn't want to be near Rocco and I. Me and Rocco are actually in the kitchen. John is actually over in Los Angeles right now via satellite.
I am. We actually had to make the door bigger for my head to get through it.
We probably would have had less problems with the equipment if you were in Los Angeles.
Probably.
Because your mic was the one that fucked up.
Yeah, right? that wasn't working.
True. Go fuck yourself, girl.
Yeah.
Wow, we already got a bunch of stuff coming in on our instant feedback. That's no, it's not an old show. You've never heard it on Adobe. This is a brand new show. It's the night. Hey, when you were out to people, because after people went to our MySpace after the first show, we got a ton of messages on our inbox that you look like the dude from American Idol, Chris Daughtry or Daughtry.
Yeah, I actually get that quite often.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
We got a ton of them. If you're listening, go to myspace.com/. Wait, no, let's
the ending of American Idol.
Yeah, no, it's
Chris
true.
Chris Daughtry in the studio.
It's true. I had, while working, I've had actually little kids, like little girls and boys come up to me and actually ask me if I was him.
Are you?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't be here right now if I was him.
MySpace.com/crashtestradio. Go look at John. If you can't, if you don't, if you're curious which one John is, then you obviously don't think he looks like Chris.
I never watched American Idol, so I had no idea who that guy was. And I was looking through the paper, and I was just like, what the fuck is John doing in the New York Post? I swear.
No,
to God,
it did.
It
really
you.
Did look like me. I took
a picture on my phone.
Verizon worker falls while climbing pole and injures himself.
Well, there. That apparently that's who I work for.
No, Nextel. That's
all
we discussed.
Yeah, we can talk about who you
yeah,
work for.
There we go. It's out there.
That's not
There's
big
so
deal,
many
man.
Things.
Oh
we can
well,
go
who
to.
Gives a shit? Nobody's what
you,
listening.
What you, if you're listening, message us on Crash Test or what the fuck's our name?
Prove John wrong, everybody.
Yeah, prove us wrong, Crash Test losers. Please check it out.
Make my head even bigger.
Yes.
Yeah, give me more shit I have to pay attention to on the computer. I don't have enough.
Right, I'm trying to run the fucking... no one cares about what we're running here.
I'll tell you what people do care about, Jared.
I know exactly what you're going to fucking go into.
Do you?
I hope you do.
Screech from Saved by the Bell, Dustin Diamond, is coming out with his own porn tape.
And he is 10 inches flaccid, it says. That's flaccid.
See...
That means soft.
That is...
John,
that
soft.
Is shocking to me.
Like, so wait, does it get any bigger... I don't
well,
understand.
Does yours get any bigger, you dummy?
Well, no. Well, if it's 10 inches soft, is that it?
We're saying...
No.
No, you douchebag.
Are you we're fucking retarded?
What do you mean?
Okay,
you're either...
My penis is 1.5 inches when it's soft. When I'm so excited and I see like a donkey or something, I get to about 2.5 or 3. So what we're saying is he's at 10 before he's excited with that
yeah.
donkey.
Yeah, but...
Or,
yeah, no, see, you're either...
Along those lines.
No, see, you're either small when you're soft and then you get really big when you're hard.
What?
Or if you're soft... If you're big when you're soft...
You get smaller when you're
no,
hard?
No, that's it. It just gets hard. It doesn't
get
any
scared,
bigger.
Like it goes away?
How do you know this?
That's it. I'm telling you. That's the way it works.
You have more than one penis?
That's just the way it works, buddy.
I gotta give it up to... I don't know how to pronounce your screen name, San Chiba. And he said, Screech is 10 inches around, bitches.
10 inches. Oh, that's right. That's what he said. But he is long.
He's 10 inches around?
That's,
no.
That's what he
no,
said, right?
That's not
no,
possible.
That's not, it's not possible.
Like no, that's not. That's
no, I heard microphone. Something about around.
Your microphone is gargantuan.
All I know
no
is
way.
That he said that when he sits down to take a dump, he has to like maneuver his schlong because it actually sits in the water.
Yeah, that I know, but this person's saying around.
No, bullshit. That's not
he's a,
even
he's
possible.
A, he's a diamond in the buff.
That's not possible.
But that brings me to a point, shit. Though, man. God, he is a son of a bitch. Because why would he give Screech, you know, Dustin
no,
Diamond,
how,
Diamond the biggest
near,
penis.
He's nowhere near something. No, because think about Dustin when he, okay, you had.
Yeah, but think of what that guy looks like. And he gives him the biggest penis. Like, God's a motherfucker, man.
There's
screw people over like that. I'm going to give you the biggest penis.
That's Rocco saying
make,
that,
no,
not
like,
me.
I think the issue really falls into the fact that I'm sorry. I can't take this instant feedback. I actually can't follow this shit. I need to stop looking at this for a second. Although Crazy and I just wrote me the longest message and it better be funny. I think the idea is that like you had the other people on the show who were way more popular than he was.
Yeah.
So they were like the cool ones. So everyone was always like, wow, Screech is he's a fucking loser. You know, and
that's what
you know,
I'm saying.
He's not packing. So why does that make God an asshole? At least he
because
gave God
gave,
to work with.
Yeah, but no one knew that until now.
Well,
he was on TV for all those years.
You don't think he was banging anybody behind the set? Like,
no,
I mean,
didn't you ever see
this Bliss,
True Hollywood Story?
I did not.
He was like exactly what you think Screech
yeah,
would be.
A loser.
All the other like,
oh, really?
Cast
yeah.
members
they were all
were
out, like,
dating
fucking and snorting
and
cocaine
and
all these hookers
and he was just like picking his nose in the corner.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a nobody.
Then that was his fault.
I guess.
He could have.
Yeah, that's what I would have been.
Let me tell you, if that was mine, I would have walked around with
Kapowski in the back.
Oh, God.
Man,
I would just walk around with it out.
Well, exactly. I would just sit there and be like, yeah, you may be Zach, but check this shit out.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Like, go fuck yourself. Look at my penis.
Exactly. Precisely. I cannot wait for this sex tape. I will be first online to purchase this sex tape.
John has a little more information on the sex tape.
Well, I found out that he actually. did a Dirty Sanchez in it, which I'm not 100% sure exactly what that is.
Yes, you do. That's exactly what it is. All right.
Apparently, he, you know. Well, Rock, you can explain.
All right. A Dirty Sanchez, which I know everyone listening knows what a Dirty Sanchez is. I don't know how John does not know what this is.
That's I honestly didn't know.
You're taking a girl in the ass. You whip it out and you draw a little mustache, you know, with her innards.
With her bowels.
With her bowels. Yeah. I'm trying to keep it clean, man.
Yeah. You started off real well. No, I know. That is just foul. For that reason alone, I'm going to watch the tape.
It's a total...
For that reason alone.
It's a total setup, though, man. Like,
oh, absolutely. It was completely staged.
Because he got scammed out of a whole shitload of money by some guy. He's trying to save his house. He was selling t-shirts or something.
I'm sorry. I have to throw this in. Chris, our good old friend Chris Wang, throws in, why do you think Screech always wore those gigantic hammer pants?
The big MC Hammer pants? I used to have those pants.
You're a loser.
I called them paper pants.
I can honestly say I never had those pants.
We're getting flooded with instant messages, guys. That's awesome.
Yeah, you guys totally rule. It's the AIM name is Crash Test Losers. We're sorry if we can't get to all your shit. The shorter you make it, the easier it is for us to read and still keep our show entertaining. Why does this kid keep talking about the shower and his penis growing?
What are you talking about?
Diamond in the buff, you know, dust. It's amazing to think about how many people went on to things that were nude involving Saved by the Bell, if you think about it. I mean, there's obviously the infamous Miss Bliss tape, which is for you early.
Hold on a minute. I really have no idea what
the hell
that's
you talking about.
That didn't really exist. The working
I was going
to
say.
Thank you, Grandpa Zemo. The working title for the movie is Saved by the Smell, which I guess goes to the Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah,
which is hysterical.
I appreciate that. And thank you, Groff. They are called Zubaz Pants. You guys are all incredible. But
anybody who knows that is just a loser.
Groff definitely had, though. He couldn't fit into any other kind of pants. He's a giant.
Okay. So no, well, first, okay. So you had Kelly Kapowski who took naked photos, which are online.
I didn't see those
either.
I was
so in love with her as a kid.
Well, did you ever see her naked photos when she packed on?
Yeah.
After the college years when she packed on the freshman 15.
Yeah, when you didn't want to really see her that naked. Exactly. That's when she gets
I'm
naked.
I'm so behind the
and
times.
And then you have Elizabeth Berkley who did striptease.
Showgirls, dummy.
Showgirls. Striptease was
which was horrible.
Demi Moore, so. But,
Yeah, no, her movie was horrendous.
I didn't like Showgirls. I mean,
no, me neither.
I liked her a lot better. I hated Jessie.
Me too.
During the show,
me
like,
too.
I didn't find her hot. She
well,
was
no, there
annoying.
Was well because she was the angry, bitter dyke.
Well, they were trying to show that like smart chicks are hot too, but it didn't work at all. She was just
not
annoying.
I actually didn't want to see her naked, to be honest with you.
I didn't care, but then when I saw it, I was like, oh.
When that episode aired, when she was addicted to drugs,
caffeine pills.
I was like,
I'm
who
so
cares?
I'm so excited. Scared.
Who
Jesse,
cares?
Jesse, you can't sing tonight.
I wanted Zach to punch her in the mouth.
He should have punched her in the throat.
Really should have.
I agree. Jesus Christ. Well, speaking of sex tapes, and this could fucking bomb, or I could.
Our segues suck, by the way.
If anyone heard
it's
the
this
first
AIM
show.
Shit. We
I don't
some,
think
we, someone else should be reading this shit. I can't because I'm trying to.
Thank God thank God I don't have it up.
I think yeah. I know what you're getting at, right? If I'm anyone listened to the first show, they won't be shocked by this, right?
No, not at all.
The fact that I have made my own sex tape.
That's what I was
looking about
for.
2 weeks ago. And
No Tip Top 300. We are not playing music. It's a talk show. I'm sorry.
Sorry to disappoint you, man. But I did. I did like 2 weeks ago with my girlfriend. And I got to say, it was the
two
greatest
weeks ago,
thing
you
I were, ever did.
You borrowed my video camera recently, and it was four.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't your. It wasn't.
It was
your
not my
video
camera.
But it was so hard, man. It you know.
That's because you need
at
a,
first
you
I was holding
filming
it,
it,
and I'm like, ooh. I look, you know, I'm big. I'm like Screech Powers big, like on the camera, and I'm like. I can't pay attention to this. So I just set the camera on top of the couch. And now when I went back and watched it, I mean, all you see me, I was looking at the camera, making, yeah. you know, faces and
it's
everything.
It's probably the most boring video.
It is. It's not sexy at all.
Exactly.
He actually,
well, me being he actually, sex is like a gorilla humping a football. So.
He actually attempted to show it to me today, but the battery
was
dead.
I was going
to
show John today. But my battery died.
Yeah, thank God, because I don't really want to see it.
Okay.
I don't want to see it. I really don't.
Why not?
Because I don't want to see you.
If you had a sex tape, I'd want to see it.
But I wouldn't show you.
Why not?
Because, first of all, I wouldn't make a sex tape. You're asking for trouble. You really are.
Thuggy chimed in.
Oh, God. Let's hear with our friend. We have a good friend named Thuggy who we are going to bring on
Thuggy
the show.
Thuggy wants to compare a sex tape, which is funny. Thuggy is shaped like an egg. And he brought me into his room one
That's
time.
Fucked
and he's like,
up.
He's like, bro, let me show you this. All of a sudden, he pops in a videotape, and I see his bare ass just in front of the camera. And he jumps on the bed. And
see, that's what I don't want to see. I don't need to see you that
dude,
way.
Dude, I cracked up. This is the funniest
with?
Thing.
Who, that? Who did he tape that with?
Red.
So. Oh, we have someone here that's going to... Oh, no, I can't repeat that on the air. You almost caught me, though, Jenny, or whatever your name is, but
what
I can't do
about?
That. Huh?
So, going with the whole sex thing... Do we want to talk about our future possible guest?
Yeah, we could go into her a little bit.
I mean, I know we're kind of rushing into things right now, but
there's a million different things that we could discuss. But
it's true. There was dead air there for a minute, so I kind of wanted to keep going. That's what I had.
Hey, we have an hour to fill. That's difficult.
No, it is. Take a music break then?
No. Let's go into this girl.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull this up. I want to give a little bit of a reading right from her website,
her MySpace.
Okay, I'll do a short little setup. So I've been looking for guests, people, interesting things. And I stumbled upon this girl who apparently has turned 18. Her parents
she's
were
19.
Controlled.
I was going to say she's 19. 19? Yeah.
The website 19. Says 18.
She, if now you go on our 19. MySpace, right, 19.
We'll get to that later. Her parents were controlling, never let her have a boyfriend. She's never had sex. So she's having a contest on the internet where guys can email her and tell her why they should be the one to take her virginity.
Exactly. Now, the question is, I started talking – we messaged her, and we were going to – she's supposed to come on the show next week, and she's all prepared to do it, she says. But she – I told her today, I'm like, I want a picture of you –
it's been very difficult.
Yeah. I'm like, I want a picture of you holding a sign that says Crash Test Radio, like, right now. And it's like, oh, I'll get it to you tomorrow. And that's why I think she's a fucking man.
Well,
there's been a lot – or fake, for that matter.
Apparently – I didn't know this. I just found it from looking, you know, through the internet, and apparently – it's kind of a big thing. Like, a lot of people are talking about this, I guess. And
yeah, no, a lot of people are questioning, like, is it real? Is it not? I did a lot of research. I went – the name is a real person. There is a girl by her first name and last name, which I was able to find, that is – it's on the internet under register.com. I checked her site, and I saw her first and last name. I Googled her from that, and it is a real person, and she's from the area that she says. And there's things from her from, like, it's like her, in 1995 she was in a certain play or
yeah,
something
it's like,
along those
it's like
lines.
I was a leader of the Girl and Boy Scouts of America or something like that. Yeah, now I want a million guys to email me so I can pick one.
Yeah, she's just being shady as hell. It's almost like an ex-boyfriend did this.
Do you think she's real?
I don't know. Now I'm starting to think an ex-boyfriend's doing this.
It's
The website, if you guys want to check it out and give us your feedback on if you think this is real, the website is www.justshannon.com. Her about me, I'm Shannon. My name is Shannon, and my virginity is up for grabs in a contest I'm setting up. One lucky guy will be able to take my virginity. I'm 19 years old and live in the big state of New York. Growing up, I lived in a strict household. I was never allowed to have a boyfriend. I graduated high school like the retard I am back in 2005 and was an honor student. By the time I was 16, I was masturbating constantly when wanted to have a boyfriend. It doesn't actually
this
say
is
all
such
this.
Bullshit. Oh, I was gonna say I've been on this website like all week and I haven't seen that.
My parents would ground me if they even saw me talking to a guy. Finally, I'm free and an adult, and I'm ready to make my own decisions. I think she's full of shit. I think it's a fucking fat dude in between playing World of Warcraft. He's fucking creating Just Shannon.
Well, the thing that's been so difficult is that I keep writing these long emails explaining, you know, we have this show. We want you to come in. Just give me a number that I can contact you, and we can talk it out instead of doing things through the internet, because I hate that.
Exactly.
And every time I just get like one word or one sentence answers, and she totally ignores the fact that I need a number to talk to her.
Yeah.
It's just been very difficult.
I think she's a dude, personally.
Well, the
I
other...
think she's a he.
Yeah. I'm going
to
go with that.
A lot of things
I
on
want
the
you guys
internet.
To go to your MySpace, become her friends, and then leave her comments that you think she's a dude.
If you want
to
see her MySpace, it's...
Well, if you just go... Well, yeah, you can
it's
get...
MySpace.com/JustShannonDOT.com. JustShannon.com.
She's actually a very attractive girl.
Well, she doesn't look like a Shannon. I'm going to say that right now. She looks like Italian or Puerto Rican or something like that. Like she don't look like a Shannon.
She is actually a very good looking girl.
Well, obviously, if you were a dude, though, and you were going to make this, you would use a... You would use a picture that you thought was believable. It would couldn't be the hottest girl, and obviously if it was an ugly girl.
Yeah, I believe
that's
it.
Why
I mean,
I
she's
think
not the hottest.
No, but she is definitely a chase.
Oh, you think it's okay.
I think it's an ex-boyfriend that's pissed that didn't bang him or something like that.
Tom,
good old Kiger, always chiming in. My good friend and musician fella, Tom Kiger. You want to read what he just sent in to us? Tom, wait, why don't you just come in here instead?
Well,
Tom's acting like he's somewhere else listening
like
to the
he's
show.
5 miles away.
I don't even know what he wrote. I don't even have it up in front of
Tommy's
me.
Tommy's second appearance.
Here, come here.
Go up, get by the mic.
Here's a microphone. Here, check it out.
You go. I just went on this girl's MySpace just to check it out. There's a picture of her with like five really slutty looking girls chugging vodka in like a conversion van. There's no way that she's a virgin.
Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking, too. I don't think she's a virgin at all.
Good
like,
Christian girls don't do things like that.
No.
No.
Go check it out.
I don't think, believe it. Everybody should definitely check it out and let us know what you think.
She has a fucking giant penis, and I want you to message her. Yeah, penis is real?
No. God damn it.
Wait, son of a bitch.
Well, I mean, ever since I... Well, you know...
What, made the sex tape?
Into it. No, not the sex tape.
Your own business?
I just don't believe... On the
just
internet, Shannon. When hot com. Chicks.
Well, why don't, how about this? We're gonna talk about. We're gonna go.
Oh, I know what you're gonna.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
About the idea I gave.
Exactly. Let's go to a song, and then after the break,
let's go to a commercial break.
Right, let's try our first little teaser. Rocco's gonna go into his business.
Why has the show become Rocco's dirty sex?
I don't know.
Better, it works so well.
I guess I just have
better
a lot.
You than me.
Yes, Kill X Lights 21,000, whatever the fuck your name is. I agree with you. She has a penis. And she's not even interesting. Rocco, what I want you to do right now, because normally we prepare for these shows and we get songs ready, and I have friends' bands that I want to show, but I forgot to send the songs over to Rocco, so please tell me you have some Adam's Not Funny on your computer.
No.
No?
No, I have no Adam's
Not Funny. Rocco used to be in a ska band called Adam's Not Funny, and I wanted to air that tonight.
No. Hold on, real quick, before we go to break, I just want to say what's up to my brother and his friends, James. I know you guys are listening, and I appreciate it.
All right, let's...
Dead Air is fantastic.
Let's do something. Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Let's do something like this. It kind of...
Now, let's do this. Mood, this right? is a song by Bigwig. It's called Smile. And Bigwig fucking rules. They're out of Jersey. They're one of the bands that helped fucking form me into being a musician. So let's listen to Smile.
All right. This is Smile from Bigwig on Crash Test Radio, guys.
You're
stay
goddamn
tuned.
Right it is. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, I fucked up royally. I went from one Big Wig song to another. So if anyone caught that, good for you.
We're very proud of you.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so you're listening to Crash Test Radio, unfortunately. Crash Test Losers is our AIM name. And we have myspace.com/CrashTestRadio. Mm-hmm. What are you mouthing to me?
Sound effects. I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, you want a sound effect? Give us a sound effect, Rocco.
Well, I was going to do this because of my stupidity.
Okay, let's hear it. Yeah, you did.
You talked over it.
Jesus Christ.
All right. So I guess we should get into what we were going to talk about.
Yes, Rocco's.
Which is just going to make everyone think I'm even creepier than they probably already
little,
do.
Our little radio tease.
I kind of threw you the idea. You're the one who went with it. I threw you the ball.
Well,
you know, like, it was only a 5-yard pass with me. It was just the start, and you ran for the touchdown.
Well, I remember we were both sitting around thinking of a way that we can make money without doing anything.
I can't fucking believe we're going into this.
Go ahead.
And we realize what.
Don't give me this wee shit. I gave you an idea, and you ran with it. This needs to be very, very clear.
Yes, and Jarrett actually had nothing to do with it after that.
After that, I gave you. I said, this will make you money, Rocco. I cannot bring myself.
But what's weirder, the fact that you had the idea or that I did it? And it's not like you just thought of that idea on the spot.
I'm not saying you had that in your memory bank. I'm not saying I'm not guilty.
Hold on. The fact that Rocco did it is the creepier part. Everybody comes up with stupid ideas every now and then. But the fact that you did it was creepy. So go ahead, tell us about it.
I think it was a fucking ingenious idea. It's a little weird.
Little?
It's very weird.
When I found out about it, I'm not going to lie, I was a little jealous. I definitely wish I was a part of it, but it is ingenious. It really is. But it's creepy just the same.
Okay, I have to give, before we go into this, I got to give Ted Cucco or whatever the hell his name is a quick shout out on our instant feedback AIM name, Crash Test Losers. If you want to make money without doing anything, be a lifeguard. And I think that's very, very fucking true, and I think that's funny.
Then you got to swim, and
you're
responsible for people.
No, you don't do shit.
God forbid there's that one time when a kid is drowning.
It doesn't happen.
I'm sleeping in a lifeguard chair.
He says they
play
baseball or football. Whatever. Let's go into
the idea. Go ahead. Go into your business that you did.
So I'm sitting around.
All right. I mean, basically, Jarrett gave me the idea to sell women's dirty panties over the internet.
Fake women's dirty
panties.
To act as if you were a woman.
Okay, I'll set it all up. I started an email account. I had a girl. I just made up a girl's name. She had a whole identity. I went back into the depths of the internet to find a picture of a girl in lingerie, some picture that no one would ever find. Made up a whole story. She went to college. She went to Rutgers, and basically, she needed money to buy books. And she didn't want to do anything.
I can't believe people bought into this.
I remember her name was Cat. What was her?
Saying that she was.
It was something. I don't remember her last
name. Was it Cat with a K or with a C?
It was with a K. Kitty Cat.
Saying that she was doing it to buy books is like a stripper telling you she's only doing it to make her way through school.
Exactly. Or to feed her children.
Exactly.
So.
Wait, hold on. I think Kiger's got something funny on the instant feedback.
You're talking about the panties, right?
Yeah.
We got a message from Kiero Ear Dormir.
Was he one of my customers?
Is that how you say it?
Because this is actually a big thing in Japan. You can buy panties in vending machines, I've heard.
In case you couldn't hear
that. I heard that too.
No, I did hear that too. Yeah, I didn't see it when we went to Japan.
In vending machines.
Oki was telling us that you could do it. I didn't see it. But I did hear about it.
See, the market is saturated.
If my friend's listening, Jen, Anthony, and Kate, can't hear Chitty, let me know.
What?
He was so far away.
You want to give anyone else more shout-outs?
No, that's it. Yeah. That's it. I don't think anybody heard him.
Z100, Morning Zoo.
I don't think anybody else heard him.
Oh.
I barely heard him, and I'm in the same room.
Oh, my
God. Anyway, back to my story.
Okay, Cat. So you're Cat.
So I'm Cat.
Okay.
And I started an eBay account.
Okay.
Unfortunately, mm-hmm. eBay
is
against that kind of stuff, like selling used panties, anything
sure as fuck
sexual.
Don't know why.
I guess. But I had it up there, and I must have got, what was it, like 1,200 hits or something that night?
Jesus Christ.
Just from guys looking at my eBay account. The only thing was eBay kept kicking me off, so I had to keep going on. And eventually I just wrote, hey guys, eBay keeps kicking me off because they're assholes, and if you want panties,
pay you directly.
Well, that's what it's not going through. I just I needed a way to promote it, so I just said, if you want panties, send me an email. Send me an email, and we'll do it through PayPal.
Okay, there is. Crash Test Losers is our AIM name if you feel like jumping in on this conversation with us.
They didn't
hear
him, by the way.
There is a moment. What's that?
They didn't hear Chitty.
Crash Test Losers, AIM, is what I was saying. But anyway, there was a moment that I do remember when I told you about this idea, and you called me freaking out because you were at the mall.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that's the thing.
Because you got how many orders do you think you sold?
I think in the first week, it was like $300.
Okay.
And I remember I had to go out. What
did it escalate to? What was like your biggest week of doing it?
Like, that was the biggest week, like the first week. It was like $300 in a matter of like 3 days, though.
Oh, my God.
Because I stopped doing it after a while. I'll get to that. But I needed panties. So I went to the mall, and I never go to the mall.
He called me. I could tell he was shaking. When he called me about this, sorry, I could just like I could see you shaking though, like when you were doing this.
I went to the mall and I was like, I need to buy a lot of panties, cheap. I was selling them for like $30-$35. I can't remember. This was like 2 years ago, and I go to the mall. I run into a friend, and he's like, "Oh, hey man, what are you doing here?" And nothing. I'm going to some. Yeah, leave me alone. Then I ran into John.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day.
Nothing to do, and he followed me throughout the whole mall, and I had to stall because he had nothing to do, and I didn't want to go into – I ended up going into Hot Topic because they had some kind of special where it was like four panties for like $10
Well, you still got to be a businessman about the situation.
Oh, yeah. I'm not spending more.
I had no idea till just now. I had no idea.
You know he did this?
I had no idea. No, I didn't know.
You're part of my dirtiness.
Yeah, I didn't know that I was involved some way.
So I bought the panties. I bought however many I needed.
Our friend Coop says he did the same thing many, many times and made more money than you. Continue.
Get out of here.
No
we
way.
Also have a girl who was willing to give us five pairs of panties.
Some girl apparently is willing to give us five pairs of panties for this?
Yeah.
Sure. Her name's Shannon.
10-year-old.
What?
10 years old?
She's 10?
I said, what size? She said, 10-year-old.
Oh, God.
Oh, panties? God.
That is so hot.
That is hot.
Get the fuck on Craigslist, yeah. Kyger. Let's get it going. Yeah.
I'm all for doing this if I get a piece of the action.
Oh, God.
So,
well, Jesus.
Going backwards a little bit.
What the fuck are we going into?
I remember.
How does my life come to?
But this is the creepiest thing. It wasn't just like lonely guys that were emailing me.
I'm sure you were getting
me.
Married.
No, not just married guys. Lawyers, doctors.
How did you know they were lawyers and doctors?
Well, they told me. I actually did it again a couple of months ago.
No way.
I swear to God. I originally did it 2 years ago. And I was like, why the fuck did I stop doing that? Like, I made $300 in like 3 days. And why did I stop doing it? I did it again. And now PayPal, back then, PayPal let you change your name without any kind of verification or anything.
Okay.
So it actually said my fake name. I don't know why. I think it was you know. And I did it. I did it about a couple of months ago, and this guy bought panties for me for $50. He sent me the money.
Was this when you were living with Laura?
Yeah.
And Laura, if you're listening, she gets fucking killed every
show. You are in so much trouble.
She just take hers?
She wanted to help me.
No, bullshit. No, she got mad at you last night for you mentioning that you want to go to Vegas.
That was different. This she didn't care about. I swear, she said she would help me because what happened was when he sent me the money, it showed up, your payment to Rocco has been sent. All of a sudden, he starts emailing me like continuously, you motherfucker, give me my fucking money back. And I start emailing him. I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do? Tell the cops you didn't get your dirty panties? Like, what the fuck are you going to do? He harassed me constantly. Finally, I just sent him the money
back.
You
gave it back?
Did you really?
Because he was a lawyer. He sent me his information. I actually looked it up. He was a lawyer.
Well, in that case, you should have looked at his law firm. Like,
you could have blackmailed him.
Was his email address from his law firm?
Mm-mm.
No, it was just like a random.
Yeah, it was like
a
private
or something.
Thing, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
I was going to say if his email address.
Because
was
that's
like,
the
know,
thing, like
Jay Smith.
The guys not only wanted to buy the panties, it was almost like being a stripper. They wanted to talk to me, so I had to pretend to be a girl, and I'm like,
oh
yeah, sweetie, I'll do whatever you want. Because
dude, that's like borderline gay, by the way.
No, it's not gay,
dude. That is borderline gay.
It is so
it
not
gay?
Gay.
You know what? Let's take a quick poll. Right, gay for gay, no for no. Message us right now on AIM Instant Messenger. The screen name is Crash Test Losers. If it's gay, write gay. If it's not, write no. We got our first gay in.
Yeah, Nish Nish.
Let's see what pops up. Give it to us. I don't care about you being a stoner. Let's go. Come on.
I got a girl. I got a girl on here that says she's willing to give us her period underwear.
Oh,
for the cause.
You are disgusting. There's no cause. This job is over, and we are being flooded with gay.
Yeah.
Oh
see?
My
thank
God.
You.
Is that right. Talking about the show or what you're talking
yeah,
about?
That, yeah. What is the show gay or what I did gay?
What you did is very gay, man.
Hey, Ted CCO, dude, you are welcome to listen to us anytime because that's fucking awesome. We appreciate your message there.
That is gay.
Jesus Christ. Thank you, Blue Star. No, I'm on your cipher. Jesus Christ, you guys can actually stop because my computer is overflowing. And unfortunately, I'm running. Okay. Adobe Tom.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Wait, Adobe Tom says pretending your 16-year-old boy selling underwear to Foley would be gay. So he's on our side. Give it up for Adobe Tom.
He helped us out a lot when it looked like we weren't even going to be on the air.
And he was just sitting on the side. Okay, we know every single person thinks it's gay.
Who's the girl that was going to send us her period underwear?
I don't know.
Get in touch with her. Is she our friend? Send us a comment later.
She's actually one of my friends.
Nobody said no. Except I see one no. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Everyone thinks it's gay?
Right. You guys all better be at our MySpace, too. MySpace.com/crashtesteradio. Yeah,
super gay.
Yeah, Ryan loves you.
These people are ridiculous.
No. See?
Everyone's just jealous because they didn't do it.
Well, yeah.
You're
going to
see 8,000 fucking ads pop up on Craigslist tomorrow for fucking used panties. All right, seriously, we got to stop with the period underwear thing. I'm going to puke soon.
Yeah, see, no, actually, it was one of my friends.
Jesus Christ. It's always your friends. You want to give her a shout-out or him?
No. You know what? Wait till I get my first period. Yeah, no. That is gross.
Shit. Jesus Christ.
Well, it doesn't stop there because I took...
it never does.
All right, I'm going to leave you with this before... we take a music break.
Okay.
But I offered special requests
such
to
as,
guys.
For instance?
Well, I'm going to tell you after a break. But let me just tell you, some of these requests were completely ridiculous to the point where I was jacking the price to like...
Oh, wow. I thought he was going to say jacking
70
yeah.
bucks.
Off.
I was so turned on by what the guys were saying. That I would expect the
exactly.
All right. Let's go to a song. I can only fucking... Trezzy23, thank you for saying no. Jesus Christ.
All right, guys, I'm going to play a song right now. It kind of incorporated with our story here. It's called I Wish I Was Queer So I Could Get Chicks by the Bloodhound Gang on Crash Test Radio. Stay there with us.
We'll be back soon.
If your ass is a Chinese restaurant, I'll have the poo-poo platter. My friend Jerry I'm not queer, I'm too ugly. But if I
Oh, we're back on the disgusting, horrible, atrocious crash test.
Rocco's perverted, disgusting.
In case you're just tuning in, life. Which would be awkward because you just turned Adobe Radio on at 9:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Monday, we're talking about how Rocco used to sell fake used panties to older gentlemen.
I consider myself a superhero because...
Well, you said at the
I was, you know, I was conning these sick perverts
these
that would take advantage of young women and do stuff that I would definitely not do to a woman and pose as that. I was like a vigilante. I was taking their money.
What the fuck do you mean you were a vigilante?
Yeah, what the hell?
Because these guys are perverted fucks that were going out on the internet
to
you
buy
know,
used underwear,
preying on
lawyers, preying on young,
preying
innocent,
on young innocent women that needed to buy books from college. I'm getting the best of them. I'm taking
the
their money and money and
gambling
fucking them in the ass.
Hey,
oh, I lost it all. Yeah.
Whatever makes you sleep better at night, I guess.
Well,
we have to get to. I need to hear what because at the before the break. Before when all our AIM messages just said gay, 8,000 of them.
Yeah, okay. Did one person say not gay?
One, I think we
maybe
have
one. That's because he's
it's like the OJ child.
Yeah, just so you know, we got about 10-15 minutes left. We're crash test losers on AIM. Kyger's manning the AIM and telling us anything that's funny because it's a little difficult to follow this shit.
Maybe next week we'll get him on mic.
Our MySpace is myspace.com/crashtestlosers. Please go add us as a friend.
It's not MySpace.com.
MySpace.com. Oh, yeah, MySpace.com/crashtestradio.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Son of a bitch.
All right.
You're as pissed that you don't have a screech dick. Continue.
You're just pissed that you gave me the idea and you didn't fucking go with it.
Continue. This is true. The least you can do is take me out to dinner.
So basically, I would get... What's that, Tom?
Wait, Kiger's jumping in. Let's hear it.
First there was Spider-Man, Superman, and Batman, and now Rocco is Panty Man.
Panty Man! Yes! Who was that?
Awesome.
Give me a name.
Fucking awesome.
Dead Cliche 16.
Dead Cliche 16.
Sorry,
you're
we just
awesome.
Gave your AIM name out of
good. Internet. You are the man.
It's okay, I'm Crash Test Loser.
So basically, I would get emails from guys that wanted more than just, you know, panties that were stained by the glorious wetness of a woman's excitement.
Okay, what were they requesting?
Shit-covered panties. They
no.
You know, I swear to God, man.
No.
And the thing was, I advertised that I would...
That was me.
I would put these
no.
panties...
I had no idea it was Rocco.
Oh, my God.
My
you
selling,
are not riding home with me later, by the way.
I would take the panties, and when I was done, you know,
you
dipping...
You wiped your shit on...
No, I never did it. Okay. I never did it. But I would put the panties in a Ziploc bag to conceal the freshness so that they would be getting everything that... They ordered.
So wait, hold on. What would you do to the panties before you sent them?
Thank you, John. That's a very good question.
And that I want everybody to know that may have sounded like a setup, but it really wasn't. It just clicked in my head.
I would.
My girlfriend just messaged me. And
oh
said,
no!
That's gross for thinking of the idea. I didn't do it.
Oh God.
There you go,
Aaron. It's all right.
The least Rocco could do is take us out to dinner.
Exactly. Go ahead. Explain to me what you did to these panties before you sent them out.
Well, I needed it to look realistic.
Oh, God.
What's more realistic than egg whites?
No.
Conditioner and perfume.
Are you kidding me?
We put it all in a bowl, mixed it up, and I would dip the panties in.
The whole thing or just a piece?
Just, you know, where the cum would be.
Oh,
you know.
Oh my!
I like how he was trying to avoid saying something dirty, but then
I'm
just
the
went right for it.
One, but this is what you dip in
egg whites, conditioner, and perfume.
Did your mom come out yelling like, "Where's all the egg whites?"
No. I was living with you at the time.
Jesus
wow!
Christ.
Wow!
It just gets
go ahead.
Deeper.
So
I put them in a Ziploc bag, send them out. The reason I stopped the first time was it was getting really creepy. I was talking to this one lawyer or doctor. And he kept bothering me. He wanted to send me plane tickets and actually deposit money into a bank account for me.
Dude,
he wanted
you
me to fly
so
out
fucking
me
did it.
But
not
what bank
fly
account
out
was
there.
I gonna
I don't know. Go out and start one.
It all had my name.
I don't know, man.
It was just too much work. Like it
Dude.
Went from being something that like required no work to like
yeah, but more money equals more work, and that's fine.
Yeah,
you should have did it.
It
You're
just got
idiot.
Too weird.
Nah, you should have did it.
If it was me, I would let them deposit the money.
Exactly.
I felt like I was getting
into
a lot of trouble.
I probably would have gambled it.
Who knows? I mean, these guys are on the internet buying dirty panties. I don't know
what else could
what
they
they're
be
capable.
Doing out there.
Everyone's throwing up in their mouths.
I'm getting that.
Whoa!
All these people are
I'm getting that too.
First faux pas in the studio, as if fucking up the first song wasn't bad enough.
Yeah, Rocco just
spilled. Don't keep all your fucking beer Rocco bottles just lying
beer.
Around.
Oh, yeah, great.
You got like
world and I have a fucking
thousands of
problem.
A dollars worth Christ. Of equipment around here.
Rocco, if you ever get back in the business.
Oh wait, we got. All right,
we
let's hear it, Kiger.
A substitution for your ingredients: cottage cheese.
Oh God!
Oh,
that is just nasty.
That's not realistic.
No.
Oh, that was disgusting.
It's ridiculous.
Jesus.
So I, like I said, a couple of months ago, I tried to get back into it, but it actually takes more of an effort than you would imagine.
Than you would expect selling used panties.
Listen, if you needed like you know an assistant or something, I'm here for you, buddy.
Really?
You want to wear them? Or
yeah,
shit
yeah. You can wear them all day. It'll make it
how funny
a lot
it would
easier.
Be. I listen. If you get some guy that wants you to shit in
that
one,
wants Chris Daughtry's fucking underwear,
I would. We should do that. I would so do it. I would shit in a pair of underwear for you and send it out and just be laughing.
Oh, well, that was if I knew that the guy wanted some chick shit underwear, I would gladly shit.
Oh, absolutely,
about it.
Man. Yeah. Absolutely.
In a
it was
heartbeat.
Just, it's just too weird, man.
No, it's not. That's unbelievable.
But there were, after I stopped the original time, I did have some orders, and guys, I wouldn't send the panties out until their payments were secured.
Well, obviously, you got to be a smart businessman.
And... there were about three or four guys that actually sent me money, and I never sent them anything. So.
And they can't argue.
They can't
it,
argue.
Right?
No. Because what are you going to say?
Yeah, I didn't get my dirty panties from
yeah,
this
exactly.
guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I'm going
to. It just goes to show you.
I'm the Better Business Bureau.
It goes to show you how many fucking creeps there are out there.
Yeah, they're not going to call the cops.
No. I agree.
You're in a very uncontrolled business. It's like it's the equivalent of being a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Right. Like
no one can.
Hey,
this guy didn't buy me.
You
know, give me my drugs.
Exactly.
Yeah, but just think about how many fucking creepy guys you deal with on a day to day basis, like lawyers and doctors that are into this shit.
Well, that's the creepy part. Exactly. Yeah, when you think about if that's who was really
And you go to these people for like, you know, you go like you got.
Well, it's
like,
the same thing with like teachers and, you know, that guy in the news,
creepy.
The politician or whatever.
Foley.
Yeah.
Foley. He's a good
attention.
He's a good man.
Yeah, into little kids.
He has a show coming up on iDobie, I think. I think he airs at 4 in the morning, though, to talk.
4 in the morning.
To tell his deepest secret.
Yeah, no, that is just creepy. I mean, you doing it is creepy in itself, but these guys who actually want it. But you doing it is also creepy.
I think Tom Foley's way creepier though.
Okay, I'm not. Yes,
you're not comparing a man.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm comparing Rocco that he is creepy on a scale of 1 to 10. He's
it's
about,
a cool
like,
creepy though.
No, it's not.
Like it,
on a scale,
I'll tell you, it's on a scale of 1
I am
to
a
10,
superhero. I am.
He's like
man.
No, you're not a superhero. On a scale of 1 to 10, Rocco's like a 5 being creepy.
That's halfway. That's average. He's
and
average
the guy's
creepy. You get a C in my class, apparently.
I am not.
And since when did we start smoking in this house, young man? Jesus Christ.
Well, you were talking about people that have shows on iDobie.
Oh, you know what? Yes, no, I do have to. I do got to plug a friend of mine, DJ Rawstar. He's got the show. Well, I'm just going to read this because I'm retarded. DJ Rawstar's Punk Show airs on iDobie Radio every Wednesday and Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's live out of his apartment, feature studio guests like Yellow Card, Houston Call, you fucking asshole. Jericho, Fall Out Boy, and more. So make sure you check out DJ Rawstar. He's got his MySpace, which is myspace.com/DJ Rawstar. And it's Ross and then the word star, so there are 3 S's right there. He's an awesome dude. That's how we really helped get this show. He hooked us up with Tom from iDobie, and I've been on the DJ Ross star several times in the young man's living room, and he gets a little creepy in there. Shit happens. But,
like me?
It's
No, nobody
fucking
compares
what kind
to
of underwear you.
I don't think
nobody
DJ
compares to you. I'll take my underwear off right now if you want to mail it to somebody.
No.
No, no.
If somebody wants John's underwear right
nobody's
now,
interested.
We need an AIM message. Our AIM name, one last time for the show because we're almost out of here, is Crash Test Losers. The MySpace is if someone really wants your underwear, Jesus. You know what? Don't message us on MySpace about it. What's the Ross porn? Oh, Tom Idobe's coming in with something. Give me a little write-up about it. I don't know what it is. Okay, we know. Okay, yeah, nobody wants your underwear apparently. If somebody wants it, Crash Test,
damn it.
Crash Test Radio at yahoo.com. CrashTestRadio@yahoo.com. John will send you his. Oh God, Thuggy says he wants your sister's panties.
Fucking kill him, Fat Man. I'd fucking kill him. I swear.
We just received a message of John humping a bed.
What
do you mean a message of John humping a bed?
There's a picture.
Oh, a picture
John
of me. Yeah,
a picture of him humping the bed.
Maybe we can get that up on MySpace right after the show.
Yeah, we'll get that.
Yeah, we'll
right
get up. Right on it.
Okay, we have an 83-cent offer from Crazy, but I think we're going to go with Coop's offer of $20.
Okay, there you go.
I'm taking it.
There you go. It's $20 right now.
Oh, what kind of underwear do you wear?
Yeah, you better take that off. Coop, you better fucking pay.
Does he want me to... Is it a guy or a girl?
Does it sound like a girl?
No, but I'm hoping it is.
Yeah.
Jesus. No, no, Coop? No, yeah. He's a friend of mine. I went to high school with the kid.
Okay, he's not getting him. Sorry, Coop, you're not getting him.
All right, for you again, people asking, the MySpace URL is myspace.com/crashtestradio. We do appreciate you guys listening. I think this is about all the time we have. As I said, again, a big thank you to Tom at iDobe and DJ Rawstar. We're going to be on, as we said, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be on next Monday. If that dumb dude named Shannon...
Oh, yeah. Hopefully next week we'll have the girl, the 18-year-old girl.
Yeah, justshannon.com is her website. I think she has a penis.
We all
think it's her boyfriend.
We kind of think it's bullshit. And the effect that it's not...
Either way, we know she's not listening right now, and we are going to fucking put him or her on the spot.
Yeah, it's going to be good radio either way.
Exactly.
Because we'll give you the screen name. We have all this kind of information on her.
So hopefully it's true.
Hopefully it's true, and then maybe some listeners can kind of send their instant feedback, maybe vouch for a chance to, you know, steal her virginity.
That's true. The season finale 2 of Man of the Hour is on this Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern, too. I don't want you guys to forget that. And I think that's
about it, man.
I think we're almost done. This was fun, though. It sucks that we were so fucking out of our minds.
This is the quickest hour ever.
Well... We got on a little late, but...
It was a quick hour.
It was.
Thuggies donating to... What am I looking at?
What's
the shout-out? Shit, give me the shout-out. Give me the shout-out,
people. Forget it.
Forget it.
Forget it.
Anyway, guys, this is Crash Test Radio. I'm Rocco. I'm here with John and Jarrett. Thanks for listening. Tune in next Monday. Hopefully, we'll have the virginity chick on.
Hopefully. If not, it'll be us
not
babbling
our breath
about nonsense.
Like today.
Exactly.
Like always.
So check it out at adobe.com.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Keep listening.
Shout out to Shannon.